Thursday night or the Gimel Shvat, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Hilchos Ribbis. We're spending a long time on Hilchos Ribbis. We're in Simen Samach Hey, Siftes Vov. No, but we have to see a Sifyud Dalet. Sifyud Dalet talked about selling a promissory note for less than its face value. In other words, you lend someone, so that's okay. You know, you have a shtar for $100. You can sell it to someone for $90 because he's going to bother collecting it. You don't want to bother. So he'll give you $90 now. So he's giving you $90 and he's collecting $100. That's why, theoretically, there could be a question if you're allowed to do it. It's done every day. The Gemara always talks about it. Shtar if you're allowed. He says it's allowed. It's two different transactions. Nothing to do. The yichtav amoichel loikeach. The seller has to write to the buyer. Ani moichel l'shtarze. Ani mocher l'cha. I'm selling you shtarze. Uknei l'cha iu v'chol shibudo. That's just a lotion you have to use, so that it shouldn't be called you're selling him a piece of paper. V'tzorech sheyeach rayas al halokeach. If the seller, if the mocher takes achrayus for the debt, then he didn't really sell it, right? If he sold it, then he doesn't have any more achrayus. The guy's taking a chance, that's why he bought him 90 instead of 100.
He has to inform the person that he's selling
it. I'm not sure if he has to. He gives him over the shtar. So now that guy's holding the shtar. And I assume he's telling you. He's saying that I bought it.
Then you don't look after, or else the guy wouldn't know who to pay. Right.
But Lamai, okay, so he says the achrayus has to be on the loikeach. But he takes full responsibility. Like achrayus shebo machlos hamoicher, but the moicher can take achrayus if it turns out that the loan document was really repaid already. When sheshtar perua v'chadoyme, yochol lios ala moicher. Then he deals in the dinter with the moicher. Shame sheyochol limkos hashtar la'akher b'pachos k'moy ken yochol l'moichor gam la'loy v'ba'atzmoy. Right? In effect, he's prepaying the chayv. He's paying it now, and he's giving you less money. So that's allowed, because you have something tangible that you're selling him. You're selling him the shtar. Okay, Siftes Vov. Uvayvanze Yechayl Lahoyel. This is how you could, I don't know, he's talking about this sif, how to create an obligation to someone. Okay, Ruben Shazorch Lemos Benissim. Okay, follow now. Ruben needs money now. We're in Nissim. We're in Teves. He needs money now. Hailachay to Shimon. The Shimon also knows Starchov al Atzmo. He writes him, he says, I don't have any cash. I can't lend you cash, but I'll give you a note that I owe you whatever, 100 gold pieces. Okay. The whole Ruvain and Mocher is a Starchov, Shayeslo al Shimon, Lelevi, Atabinison, Batishim Zuvin. What happens? He advances him money. And he writes a new shtar chayiv. So Shimon goes to the present guy, and he says, "If you pay me now, I'll let it go for 90." So what's the chiddush? What he said in the last two seasons?
for whatever he wants.
Yeah. Because he came to see Mr. Khoy about Yehuda, which was one of your own who lacha was man, so you have to go to the room about Kotel as man. Well, you can always make transactions to get you the money earlier. It's not called you lending money and he's getting more money. You need the money now and you're entering a perfectly valid transaction now, and that can be considered ribbis with the rest of the transaction without lending him money and taking it back.
Cannot be known as ribbis.
What?
It cannot be known as ribbis.
I'm sorry.
It's not going to be called ribbis.
If you felt, you should always show it to a row because a slight change could change matters. Tezayim, now we're going to deal with giving money before the things in the store. Like a subscription. I think the biggest example is we have a magazine subscription. They give you a discount because you're giving them the money early. Now, sometimes the easiest way out of it. Sometimes that's really not the cheshbon, the money at all. They just want to know how many potential customers they have. Sometimes they don't know for a discount. They just say, pre-publication price. They don't tell you it's the same price.
But from an accounting perspective, that's actually not the way it's done. If you buy a magazine subscription one each month, okay, the company that you sent the money to, they're having it, they keep it in accounts payable. They owe that money back to you because they haven't given you the magazine yet. So they're just holding the money for you. It's not there.
Well, that's why there's a problem. If they give you a discount on the magazine, they say, subscribe by July 1st and take 10% off the usual subscription price. Or a Sefer. A guy needs to raise money for a Sefer. And he says, order the Sefer now, give me the money now, and I'll give you, and the Sefer will only, and you'll have the Sefer for $10 instead of for $15. So these are all big problems, because you're advancing him money before you really owe it, because you didn't buy anything from him yet. So it's not here. So, and what? And so you're, in effect, you're lending him money. Let's say it takes 3 weeks. I'm giving the guy money now. So for 3 weeks, he could use that money like a loan. Because I don't owe it to him. I didn't buy anything yet. And because of that, he's giving me a better price. That's why it's a problem. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, he says. What? Let's learn first. Also, liknos tvua oshar davar b'hakdamos maos. It's also to buy something and advancing the money for it. B'shiyitun olos ha-tvua lachar zman. Why? The chayshinon, first of all, we're afraid maybe the tvua will get more expensive. So, okay, that's the benefit. He doesn't say a cheaper price. It turns out it's a cheaper price. Because he gave him the money in advance, he's gaining a better price. Here's an example that the price went up. But you locked in this price.
Cool commodity.
What?
You buy a commodity, you buy wheat today.
Yeah. So it's a problem. It's a problem. Not with a guy, it's not a problem. But it's a problem of ribbis. Because there's nothing around yet. So you're advancing him money. If he has it already, then even if he's not going to deliver it yet, I'm not going to deliver it for 2 weeks. But he has it, that's good enough. That it's not a ribbis issue. That's how you save yourself in the ribbis if he has it already. Even though he doesn't give it to you, mutter. Because a person can, it's just a regular sale for cheap. Let's say you do tvua that's growing, but it's not finished yet. So he says sometimes it's called very close to being processing finished, and sometimes not. He says if it's one or two malachos is missing, still then. If it's missing one or two malachas, then it's okay to give. But if it's missing a third, we're talking about the process and stages. It's missing three.
And if you buy a couch, it'll be ready in 4 months. But you're paying cash now at a cheaper price than it's going to come out.
So if they have a couch in the warehouse, then it's okay. Even
what
if they're not going to do
it, doesn't have your finish on it.
So in effect, they don't have it yet.
Yeah.
And who made up the price? How do you know you're getting a better price than what? Are they insisting you pay up front?
Yeah, and they are they insisting you pay up front right now?
To discount them. I don't know. I'm going to do it. If they're goyim, you can do it.
And if not, it would be Rebus?
Yeah, because look what's happening.
I have to find
out. Look what's happening. You're advancing the money. The yes. thing's not ready. So right now, it's called a loan.
That's right.
You're lending your money. Now, if he says... Now, he wants the money now.
And he'll give you a discount.
Yeah, but only if you give him the money now.
Absolutely.
Not if you order now. Only if
no,
you give him the money
give
now.
The money up.
That's exactly what we're looking at the problem.
Where's the ribbon stuff?
In effect, you're lending him money. For the next month, since the item you're buying is like low boliolo, it doesn't exist yet.
Just to make it.
Right?
Yeah.
So that means, right, so why are you giving him money now for? So it's like it's like you're lending him money. So now his use of the money for the next month is a loan. Now he's going to give you back the couch, but he's giving you a better price because you gave. He said, "Give me the money now, and I'll give you a better price."
It's only if he gives you back. If he has to give you back something more, that's
he gives you the couch.
No, but something more. That's
he gives you the couch. He discounted the price. He gave you something worth $500 for $450. Why did he do it? Because you advanced him the money.
And he knows how much he's going to be making because he sold 15 of it. The money 15, let's say, 20. Like you said with the prescription. He knows now that he's good for 15.
Yeah, but he doesn't have all the expenses of phone calling you, where's the money, or spreading, you know.
He has all that money now. He's been able to produce it.
Why is it a $500 couch? Maybe by selling $450, he's admitting it's really a $450 couch.
It's a $450 couch, and the $50 and the extra $500 is for later on. I'm going to have to call you.
Also,
I'm going to have to do this. It's hard to get the money.
That depends on how it's written up. It could be written up more as invest in your couch. If it's written up as an investment, maybe.
So before we learned that if there's no set price, you can do it. Well, he said there is a set price.
Sure, I know there's no, you know.
It normally costs, let's say, 6,000 shekel, but because you're doing it now, it's 5,000 shekel.
Everything's negotiable, right?
Yeah. So, no set prices. Also, most likely, it's probably in a warehouse somewhere. Maybe it's in Italy in a warehouse somewhere. You're just getting it now. You don't want someone else.
So it depends how much. So that's what we just learned. Three parts of the process has to be.
If the frame is all done and everything like that, and all they do is putting material, that's one step.
That's one step.
So
right,
okay.
That would be okay. That's cool. That's cool. They already have it.
It's a working process. Yeah.